Blog Talk Radio.
call it Jimmy Gibbs.
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I am good. I just want to make sure of a couple of things. Dr. Jennifer Stagg, is that the right way to pronounce your name?
Yes.
Good. And the new book is Unzip Your Genes, correct?
Yep, that's the name.
All right, now the publicist didn't send me a copy, but I do have a press release. So I see where you're going with it. But in terms of what I want to cover, of course, I do want to talk about the fact that you can get genetic results now fairly easily. But
yes.
What do you do with them? Well, what do you do with
right.
them is the question, if you get it. So that's clearly
okay.
number one.
Yep.
And then we get to the things that you have on your list. How did the environment affect your genes, and how can you not be defined by them, let's say. All right? So you have actionable things that people can do?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. We'll go through that. And then what else would you like to bring out about?
Those are probably the main topics, that genetic testing. I think the main point is being educated about what to do with those results by someone who is trained to interpret it.
Right.
I think that I'm glad that you're going to cover that. That's really important. And then that emphasis on targeted lifestyle, how that affects the expression of your genes. So that whole
right.
concept of our genes are not our destiny anymore.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
And we'll talk
yeah.
about precision medicine.
Okay.
I actually just came back from Thailand where they practice that. Bumrungrad, really famous place. Where
oh,
they,
really?
Yeah, they actually create all of your medicine specifically for you. So kind of designer pills kind of stuff. But
yeah,
we get into all that. All right.
And, okay.
And is there anything specific that you want to talk about that has to do with aging?
Yes. So we could talk about the concept of inflammaging. That's a new
okay.
term that's been circulated the last few years. So we could talk about that. I think that would be interesting.
Yes, I do too. And where are you located? Where's your practice?
I'm in Avon, Connecticut.
Okay, not too far.
Very
good. All right, Stuart. And one thing, the book is available on Amazon, or how
it
do you
is.
Get the book?
Yep, it's on Amazon.
Okay, very good. So we're ready. You're going to hear some music. I'll introduce the show. I'll introduce you.
Okay. And is it a half an hour or an hour?
Well, it may be an hour. It may be an hour. But
okay.
in between, we have four breaks. Three
okay.
breaks. You're going to hear music. And if you hear music, you should be quiet. I will end the sentence. But usually I already have started to talk into the music, so that doesn't happen. And I also have financial information that I give here and there. But,
okay.
yeah, it's about an hour. Because
All right.
because some of this, 14 minutes is ads. and we don't put the ants in. So it's really less than an hour of talking.
Okay.
And less than an hour of your time, because the ads are put in later. Okay?
All right.
All right, Sue. Go ahead.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yeah, he's seeing hair on his head, not his shoulders, because he's a little bit mystified about what he's really seeing. Is he seeing a young guy that just looks old, or an old guy that feels young? And I think that's a dilemma that we all face. And once again, hello, hello, hello. I am so happy to talk with all of you. This is Adrienne Berg, and I host this great show, Generation Bold, The Fountain of Truth. So far, it has been confirmed to me, at least anecdotally, by the Mature Media Award folk. And we did win the award for Gold Award for the best media on radio for the older adult, that there's nothing like it. We practically have no competition. I guess it's easy to win when you have no competition. But the fact is, if you want to learn everything about successful aging and cover the waterfront, that's what we do here on Generation Bold, and tell all of your friends and get all the past shows archived by going to our website, generationboldradio.com, because you are in Generation Bold. And this show is going to be really something that is an eye-opener. We are not only going to be telling you how to unzip your genes by the author of that very book, Unzip Your Genes, but we'll also be giving you some of the insights that I gleaned from almost a month doing research on offshore investing, what's happening with the strength of the dollar, what's going on in China, and I'll be peppering our show with a couple of insights that I myself was shocked to discover about policies in China that can affect our pocketbook. Wow. And very closely, and not just in theory, but in practice. And even how you can get 25% more on your stocks if you know what you're doing in China. Yeah, right here, right from your living room, you can make some money just understanding it. All right, so the first thing I want to do is I want to introduce you to our guest, Dr. Jennifer Stagg. She hails from the great state of Connecticut, and she talks about something called precision medicine, which we'll discuss in a moment. But I want to introduce her to you as the author of a brand-new book called Unzip Your Genes. We'll tell you how to get it. One way, easy way, is simply to go on Amazon. And we're going to talk about genetics, not being defined by your genetics, and all of the new hoopla over staying younger, living longer, and better if you understand your genetics. So thank you, Dr. Stagg, for being with us today.
Thank you, Adrienne. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to chat about this topic today.
Yeah, I think everybody has seen the ads for 23andMe, or they've seen some competitors or other ways of fairly inexpensively knowing our DNA, understanding our genetics better. But it's basically a piece of paper. Explain a little bit what genes are, and why all of a sudden it's becoming easier to understand what our genetics is.
Yeah, so our genes are that set of chromosomes where we get from our parents. So one set from our father, one set from our mother, and this is essentially what makes us unique. So no one has the exact same genome. And since the human genome was sequenced, not that long ago, really, the technology has advanced so much that now, that took a couple of years to do that. Now we can pay a small fee and understand quite a bit about our genes and most importantly now, understanding actions we can take, understanding that we're not necessarily defined by those genes, that our interaction with our environment and how we live, our lifestyle, makes a huge impact on that.
Yeah, so let's unpack this. I actually did that. I went to a well-known company that you see advertised all the time. I got my genetic report. It wasn't terrible. I spit on a piece of cotton and I sent it to them or whatever they ask you to do. And I got it in the mail, and it was not helpful because, yeah, I understood that my background better, and I understood if coffee is good for me or not, but I really didn't understand how to read it and what to do about it. And what I was interested in was how prone might I be to a certain kind of cancer that was in my family. So this is deep stuff. So if you do this, if you actually do it on with the online services, should you go to a doctor like yourself? What should you do to find out more about your genetics?
Yeah, I'm a huge proponent of having a healthcare provider who's really trained in this area to help you go over your results, help you better understand them, and most importantly, develop a plan to take some action that can be very specific to you that can modify your risk of potential conditions that you could be predisposed to.
So before we go to the predisposed, would you recommend getting the genetic reports this inexpensive way online, or should you go to the doctor first? And would they get these genetic reports? Because they're not covered by any insurance. This is all out-of-pocket type of thing.
Right. Yeah, it is all out-of-pocket. So, I mean, the most common company that a lot of people are familiar with may be 23andMe. And so
right,
that test, right, pretty inexpensive, $199. And that's considered direct to consumer. So that's where you don't have to have a doctor order it. The issue with that is that your report, although it does test, you know, there's 600,000 different genes tested on there, all of that data is, we don't know enough about all of that yet. And so that data is still emerging about what all these genes really mean. But some of them we do have quite a bit of information about, and it's those particular genes that we can focus on. And this is why some of the other companies that have come into this space will test only for a specific subset of these genes, the ones that have a lot of data that can support actionable matter around that. And those are the ones that you would get your doctor to order. If you do have 23andMe data, there are some analyzers that you can, what we call dump your data into, that we can pull out information that can be useful to you. So I really do think it's quite important to involve a healthcare provider in this whole business of genetic testing.
Yeah, so in the interest of time, I want to bring right up this idea of precision medicine. I have been traveling Asia. My listeners know one of the great places for medical tourism is Thailand, and I was in Bangkok specifically to visit Bamrangrad, which is a big, big American Thai type of hospital. People come from all over the world, and they will actually have a pharmacy that will give you a designer drug. In other words, they'll look at your allergies, they'll look at your genetics, and if you are diabetic and you're taking some diabetes medicine or thyroid, they will compound it for you, precision medicine from pharmaceutical side. But when you say precision medicine, what do you mean?
Yeah, so precision medicine definitely, it does involve pharmaceuticals here in the United States as well. And so the big impact here in area of study is obviously in the area of cancer and oncology. Drug development. But for me, with my perspective and how my approach is about prevention and wellness. And so when I think about precision medicine, what I'm focusing on is something a little bit more specific, precision lifestyle medicine. So this is where I'm looking at these genes and coming up with a lifestyle strategy for you that can be a little bit more specific. Specific even to the point of what type of fats should you eat that could potentially impact your predisposition for diabetes, for example.
And of course, probably exercise, nutrition, and stress management, the usual lifestyle, but from a different context, coming from the concept of genetics. Now,
yes.
When we come back, I will tell everybody, teased the idea that people can make a lot of money on something that I discovered, and I'll tell you all about that with disclaimers and all kinds of things. But it's a great tease because it's really true, and it has nothing to do with my ability to sell this. We don't do any of that. This is just raw information that I discovered that surprised me down to the core when I was doing some financial research in Asia. And then when we come back, we'll also be continuing to speak to Dr. Jennifer Stagg on the next stage. Once you know your genes, once you understand your genetics with a professional, what can they do for you that would make a difference in your life? Is it just information, or is there something actionable that you could be doing, and what has been the most successful? So from the doctor's experience. So we're going to be talking about all of that. Meanwhile, I want to remind you that this show is your show, that this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, that if you go to generationboldradio.com, you'll see something that says Ask Adrian. That's me, your host, Adrian Berg. And you can ask questions. We have such a roster of professionals and experts, just like you're hearing here with Dr. Stagg, the type of people you'd never be able to access in any other way. And they're very, very helpful and forthcoming. They also have great books out, like Dr. Stagg's Unzip Your Genes, and available on Amazon. But also, you may have a topic or a guest, and we are here to listen. So you keep listening. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back in a moment.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
All right, Stu, we're ready for the next segment. Okay, so you pretty much see how it's going, right?
Yes, yeah.
Dr. Stagg, yeah.
Yes.
I was just going to give them a little bit of financial information. I'm going to go right to you for a second segment.
Okay.
Go ahead, Stu. We are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And once again, this is Adrian Berg hosting Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the only nationally syndicated show that deals with issues of successful aging. Now, I gave you a little bit of a financial tease. Let me give you a quick background on it. My entire career has been that of law, money, financial planning, and how you feel about these things. And so I do a lot of writing. I am a journalist in the field of financial gerontology and aging. And I had the privilege of going to China and Thailand and three or four other countries in Asia just to see what is really happening there with my own eyes. And one or two things are really important tidbits that I'm writing about for the journals that where I'm an author. I write retirement reports and so on. And I wanted to get this out to you. But disclaimer, I do not deal in these things. I make no profit from these things. Go to your own financial planner for it. I have no idea if it's appropriate for you. But one of the things that really struck me was that the Chinese stock market, the Hang Seng, which you may have heard of, is government-run. It's probably not a surprise to you, as China is a communist country. But what I did not realize was that the Hong Kong Stock Exchange is a free exchange and isn't restrained in the same way as the Chinese Stock Exchange. So the same companies list on both exchanges, except that on the Hong Kong exchange, they call them H shares. And I say this carefully because if you are going to talk to a broker or financial advisors, they should know what an H share is. It means it's traded on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. However, it's 25% less to buy these stocks than it is on the Hang Seng. And so many stocks, which they sometimes call red chips instead of blue chips, that might not be affordable to you, or where you would like to really look carefully at buying and selling if you're that kind of investor, I was surprised to see that there was a discount. I call it or look at it as a discount only because of the two different exchanges. Now, many of you, and I know this because you write to me about it, own annuities, and some of them allow you to invest in 8 shares. It's very small print, but take a good look. And definitely speak to your financial advisor, because right now the dollar is very strong. We're a very strong economy here. And most of the time, it goes up and it goes down. So when things are strong, you sometimes want to use your profit or your strong dollar to buy outside the dollar. So this is kind of interesting. And if this interests you, there are plenty of newsletters out there written by geniuses. One of them is called Beyond the Dollar. And you can take a look at all of those online. These are not advertisers, and I do want you to understand that there's no profit center here. It was amazing to me, and it was something that was not on my radar, and I wanted to tell you, because financial aging takes place just as physical aging takes place. So let's get back to our ideas of the physical aging. Right now we're speaking to author and doctor, Dr. Jennifer Stagg, author of Unzip Your Genes, a brand new book available to you on Amazon, and also you can always ask your local bookstore to order it for you. And what she's explained to us is that you can go to a doctor to get some very directed genetic testing. You can go to one of these 23andMe or some of their competitors and get that as well. But when you take it to a physician, there's something they can do by looking at it that will enhance your life. In other words, some actionable results. So, Dr. Stagg, if somebody comes to you, what do you think has been the most successful suggestions you've made to them because you noticed something in their genetic composition?
Yeah, there's a couple of really important things that we can deem from genetic testing, one of which is around the area of exercise. And so certainly in our country, we have a big problem with overweight, obesity, weight problems. And so exercise and nutrition are the two main pieces of that equation, stress certainly as well. But if we talk about exercise for a second, there are genes that we can have that impact how we respond to different types of exercise. So for some people, if they predominantly do an exercise program that is weight-based, so this is, you know, training with weights, in the gym, you know, many times a week, lots of minutes on weights and not really doing cardio, there's a subset of people who have this gene where they deposit fat in their muscle. So I've had women come into me telling me, I swear I'm getting fat when I exercise, when I'm doing these weights. How could that be? And there's actually a gene that is responsible for that. So in those cases, we've switched these patients to more of an aerobic exercise program, endurance, where you're getting your heart rate up, and that can have really great results so that the fat deposits in their muscles start to disappear and they take on a leaner body composition.
I mean, this is a wonderful insight that you get, that it's almost like fine-tuning yourself. You know, last week we spoke with an expert on minerals, and I was wondering, when you take your genetic testing, does it reveal anything about the vitamins and minerals that you might need?
It does, yeah. So there's a lot of tests surrounding issues related to vitamins and your metabolism, so, you know, how your energy is burned in your body, and even neurotransmitters, which relate to our mental health. The genes can impact that quite a bit. So again, we'll routinely see patients who come in that have problems, mood disorders like anxiety, depression, and it's in their family. And we certainly get, you know, family history, and we all know, oh, well, it's in our family. But are there things that we can do that could impact that? And through some of these gene tests, we can find genes like the MTHFR, which means that someone would have to take an activated form of folic acid instead of the typical folic acid you would find in most multivitamins. And that can make a big impact on how they produce neurotransmitters and in turn their mood and how they feel every day.
Now, another type of well, we've had many guests that deal with hormones, but I know that, again, in the medical tourism world, where people are going for lots of testing because it's frankly cheaper. And all this, nothing here is covered by Medicare or even normal insurance. They always test your hormones. Is there anything in genetic testing that gives you a clue with regard to hormones, or is that a completely separate test?
No, there are some genes, and even some of the genes related to these vitamins can impact your hormones. So some of these gene tests impact your ability to clear hormones through your liver is the easiest way to describe this. And so especially women who have symptoms related to their cycles, or even now we look at problems with onset of breast cancer and hormone-sensitive cancers, a lot of that comes back to clearing hormones through your liver. And so there are specific genes that impact that ability to clear these hormones. So here's instead of not necessarily actually looking specifically at hormone levels, we're looking at how we clear these metabolites of the hormones, and that has a big impact on our overall health and wellness.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this as it results to aging. And Dr. Rusteg mentioned inflammaging. You may have heard it first here. We'll talk to you all about that. And we'll go back to Asian guests.
You may think that's all of it.
Don't go anywhere.
That doesn't
we'll be right
bother
back.
Me not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Okay, we're doing great, Stu. We're going on our next segment. So, Dr. Steg, how you doing? Okay? Holding up good?
Oh, great. Yep.
Okay, wonderful. So we're going to talk about inflammation now. I think we'll have, it's a slightly shorter segment, so, no, it's actually a little bit longer. Good. So, okay, very, very good. So, I like your word health span.
Yes.
So after we finish with inflammaging, I want to talk about what does that mean? What does that mean
okay.
to you? Okay.
Yep.
We are ready now.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth about successful aging. So I'm doing a survey, and you are the target of the survey. You know, I was just taking a look at all of our affiliates all over the country, from Oregon to Florida to Texas, Missouri. I'm missing so many states. But the fact is that we really do have a wonderful listenership, and this show is for you. And I spend, maybe 70% of my time in financial research for people who are over the age of 50. Financial gerontology is the area. So we have so much information. And generally, we take our time with our wonderful guests, and occasionally we'll have a financial guest. But I'm taking a survey of you. How many of you, and I'll tell you exactly how to answer the question, have an interest in knowing more about your own personal finances and your own retirement? If you do, there are newsletters that I'm writing for many, many groups that could be sent to you free of charge. We can have more guests that have to do with personal finance. There can be more reports on our website. All I need to know is this of importance to you? And I was looking at the great stations we're on, and many of them are business and financial stations. So I'm telling you outright, if you look on Amazon, you'll see I'm the author of 14 books on personal finance, including How Not to Go Broke at 102, which is the only book I know of for the consumer on financial gerontology. And, of course, we have many audios, webinars, and reports. And I've been feeling remiss that I haven't been sharing that with my own radio audience, but only with the companies from who I write. And I am a New York Times HB journalist, so there's a lot of writing out there. If financial gerontology, how to invest your money, how to get more income, is an annuity a dirty word or not? Can you get insurance after a certain age, and should you own it in the first place? What happens to those required minimum distributions? Is there any way to cut them down? If any of these things are important to you, let me know. Simply say, yes, I am interested in more of that by going to GenerationBoldRadio.com, ask Adrian. And giving you one example here, I have every month two or three offshore investors, investor advisors call to tell me what's going on in different countries. And believe it or not, because the dollar is so strong and because buying power is so important after you retire, we do watch to be sure that the dollar will remain strong, and I do a lot of writing on it. And in a 2.5 hour in two different sections, interview with one of the top Swiss money managers this week, he was showing charts and explaining that the ruble, my friends, the Canadian dollar, the Australian dollar, and the New Zealand dollar are actually gaining. Now, we're still stronger than they are, but they are gaining on us. What does that mean to you? You might want to speak with your financial advisors, your personal advisors. If everything you own, from bonds to cash to stock companies, is in the dollar, see if they think that there should be some diversification. Because if the dollar is so strong now, it can certainly buy an awful lot of offshore currencies or stocks denominated in other currencies or bonds in other currencies. Or simply go out and take a vacation because you'll have a ball. Now, let's go back to Dr. Stagg, because she's really been opening our eyes to the importance of genetics and how a good test with a good doctor can give you new directions about your own energy, the way you use vitamins and minerals, your hormones, the exercise programs you should go into. But there's a phrase she mentioned to me during our break called inflammaging, which is new to me, and I can't wait to hear about it and let you share in that knowledge. So go ahead, Dr. Stagg. What is inflammaging?
So inflammaging is simply the new understanding of what progresses the aging process, what is underlying most of aging. And it turns out that inflammation, probably comes as no surprise, is a key mediator of the aging process. So what do we do about that? We have to make choices that impact that inflammatory state. And so even chronic diseases that we once classified as nutritional disorders, like osteoporosis, for example, we had that categorized essentially as a calcium deficiency and involved vitamin D, right?
And
right, now
everybody's running around taking calcium pills and vitamin D, and now
yes.
A big deal for the vitamin industry, yeah.
Exactly. And so that condition has been reclassified as an inflammatory condition, just like cardiovascular disease. Even dementia is an inflammatory condition. So underlying all these chronic diseases, what contributes to our poor health as we age is inflammation.
So, of course, I'm going to ask you the next question. How can I be less inflamed? What should I do?
Yes. So there's a number of things in that area. So certainly the way that you eat impacts that. So we talk about an anti-inflammatory diet. So this is a diet that not only has lower levels of saturated fat and trans fats. We all pretty much know at this point that those types of fats are not really very good for us. But also, it turns out that high processed carbohydrates, these high sugar-type glycemic carbohydrates, are probably even more inflammatory than those fats. So that's a key piece of the equation as well, is the balance of these fats and proteins and carbohydrates in your diet. And then beyond that, certainly eating foods that are more kind of the way people ate 75 years ago. So fruits and vegetables, nuts, beans, lean proteins, those are all really good for us and keep our inflammation levels down.
Now, we talk about precision medicine. That's another term that you introduced to us today. And you did mention that when you have a genetic profile, it helps in being more precise about the exercises and the nutrition. So the things that you're telling us about for inflammation, again, we kind of know, just like you said, you know, olive oil, the right kind of fats, multigrains, not processed, that's organic, is making a fortune today. But can you give a more precision diet by understanding your genetics? So
we
that
can,
so that the inflammation gets taken care of faster, and it's not just, you know, a general idea.
Yeah, exactly. So this is one of the really important pieces of information that we can gain from a genetic test or profile. We can actually impact your metabolism through this specific balance of carbs, protein, and fat. So it turns out that some people, their genes match up to a Mediterranean-style diet. And so that's probably one of the most studied diets. That diet is about 35% fat. And it turns out I match up to that, which is great. And I've kind of eaten that way long term. So when I found that out, I was really happy. And so that I always knew that that style of eating worked for me. But someone else, I'll see another patient, and they match up to a low-fat diet, and that's 20% fat. And so there's a big difference between 20 and 35% fat. And research has shown if you follow your genetic matching diet, and there's basically four of those, that you can lose 2.5 times more of your body fat if you go on your genetic matching diet. And when you lose fat, your inflammation goes down.
So we're getting excited now, because now we have some actionable things we can do and real reasons to get yet another test. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We talk about cost here. What do things cost? What is the best way to go about it to make it cost effective? We will also talk about a wonderful other word that you've introduced to us today, Dr. Stegg, which is health span. We're going to talk about increasing our health span. And what is health span anyway? And how does it relate to genetics? But before we go into our little break, in addition to Amazon, is there any other website or contact information you'd like listeners to have?
Yes. My website, I have a couple of websites. I have my clinical practice, but my primary website is drstagg.com. And you can sign up for a newsletter on there. And even as soon as you sign up, you're going to get the first chapter of my book for free. So I encourage everyone to go on and sign up on the website. And I'm on social media. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and that's drjenniferstagg.
So that's wonderful. So it's very easy. It's just the doctor's name, Dr. Stagg, drstagg.com. And, of course, you follow her on Facebook. So this is the kind of information that we love to bring you. I really don't know any other way to get this to you so directly. And do remember that every show is archived on generationboldradio.com. So if you miss anything, go there and between Wednesday and Friday of next week, Dr. Stagg and a copy
you
of her book cover will be on our homepage.
But
we're easy to find. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about health span and increase
yours. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, we're going to go into it. This is our last segment.
Okay.
While he's setting up the music, and this is a little shorter. This one is shorter. It's about 8 minutes. Where is Avon, Connecticut? I know Connecticut pretty well. I have a very good friend I'm seeing tomorrow in Westport.
Westport, yep. So we're a suburb of Hartford. So it's the west side of Hartford in the valley where most of the suburbs are.
And what's your background? In other words, What specialty did you train in?
Yeah, I trained in naturopathic medicine.
Okay.
So it's integrative medicine.
Sure. Okay. And when people come to your office, do they take the genetic testing there, and you, or do they generally come in with something else?
Yeah, they can. A lot of people get genetic testing through our office. We even also can get this specific profile that I talk about in my book. We can get that test for patients at a reduced cost through the company. And we do offer telemedicine visits where we can do genetic counseling over the phone to review the results.
Okay, very, very interesting. Last question, because I won't ask you this on the air unless you tell me, and that is costs. Yes. We always talk about cost, but we can give something very general like we did with the mineral testing last week. But it does help people know if it's for them or not a little bit when they're testing.
Yep. No, yeah. The specific profile that we offer is $299, and then that comes with an extensive report that essentially interprets a lot of that data. So you obviously you need a doctor to go over it with you, but when you go away, you don't necessarily need to have taken notes. Like, it's all there for you. So it's a pretty good, reasonably price compared to the 23andMe.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, we're ready to go, Stu. Excellent.
Think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit, I'm inappropriate for my age, da-da-da-da.
And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and if you notice that you're a really recurring listener, you notice that I'm peppering our show today with a few minutes of financial information, and I'm doing it for a purpose, and that is to ask you whether information on your retirement, whether you're retired, pre-retired, facing the required minimum distribution, concerned about legacy for children or grandchildren, whether any of these topics resonate with you, including income production, and what to do with the market when you really can't afford to go backwards and take chances. If any of these things are of interest to you, please let us know. We have so much information because I'm a financial writer, and I rarely do share it with you, and I've been feeling a little guilty about it because I am asked to speak and write all over the world, and the only people who get deprived of all my research is you. So if there's an interest in this sort of thing, all you have to do is go to generationboldradio.com, go to Ask Adrienne, say yes, I would like more information on personal finance, maybe a free newsletter, and more tidbits. So I did want to mention to everybody that yesterday in one of the seminars I was giving in the Northeast, the concern was with Social Security. And I did want to mention that one of the computations that people don't realize they have to do before they even know how much taxation they're going to be paying on Social Security requires them to take into account their Social Security, their income from all sources, even including tax-free bonds. And the more that they have in that kind of income, even though a great deal of that income would not be taxable, it's the preliminary calculation to learn how much your Social Security will be taxed. It can be taxed up to 85%. So a lot of people run to tax-free items because they don't want to pay taxes. They don't realize it has an impact on their Social Security tax. It's very indirect, and maybe only your accountant gets it. But these folks that I was speaking to are very interested in knowing what they can do to minimize their Social Security tax because it's so different. So if these are the kinds of information that you just don't have the heads up for you, it's under the radar for you, let us know. Because it could make a difference in your life. And you do that at generationboldradio.com. Call and go to Ask Adrienne and say, yes, I want more personal finance information. So let's go back to Dr. Stagg, because yeah, money is great, but health is more important and you can't buy it. Or can you? We're going to speak to her first about what health span means and then what health span costs. How do you like that? So Dr. Stagg, thank you for staying with us because this has been fascinating. Dr. Stagg is the author of Unzip Your Genes, and you can go to her website, drstagg.com, and get your free newsletter so that you live better, longer, and happier. But let's talk about what that means. What is health span?
Yeah, so health span is a term that describes the lengthening of your healthy year. So more so what we're seeing, the trend, you know, over the last 30 years is that morbidity, this not feeling well, the onset of chronic diseases, this is what we call morbidity. That is tending to set in earlier. So we see people getting heart disease and diabetes and even osteoporosis at an earlier age. And so they're becoming what we call morbid. And so there's a more technical term that's used in medical circles called compression of morbidity. So this is where we essentially shoot for, in terms of preventative health care, shoot for that at the end stage of your life, you only have a short period of time where your health declines more rapidly instead of feeling unwell for, you know, 20 or 30 years before
the end
of life.
You know, I just wrote about that. Dr.
Did.
Craig,
oh,
I've been talking to my, and I know you've heard it, to my listeners about are they interested in more personal finance. And I just did an article called Die Healthy. And it was about money. It was about how much money your family saves if you live long, well, as opposed to if you live long or short even, with these morbid type of chronic diseases. And it was a real eye-opener, and it was purely on the numbers. So what you're saying is die healthy. Have
yes,
your chronic
absolutely.
Diseases as short a period of time in your life as possible.
Yes, right. That's what we're shooting for.
And if you do some of the exercises, nutrition, that you can work out for folks, that could happen if they're working with
it
their
can.
Genetic composition.
Absolutely. And so a lot of patients that end up, I would say I'm surprised because, you know, you think about genetics and cutting-edge technology and medical developments, and you would think that this would be something that would be on the radar of 30-somethings. But it turns out that more of the people that come to me who are really intrigued and interested in this are in their 50s and 60s, yep. And they look back at their parents, and they may be dealing also with aging parents. They're looking at that and saying, oh, wow, like, I don't want that to be me, right? What can I do? I see these genes, or they even have, you know, an ailing brother. Is there anything I can do? They're looking ahead with family members that are older than them. What can I do? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to make this fast because I don't want anyone to think that this is the most expensive thing on earth. We always tell you what things cost, at least to give you a baseline. And last week, the mineral testing was quite expensive. It was about $800. But in some cases, it was covered. In this case, I heard just a moment ago from Dr. Stagg that your initial testing and interpretation is a little under $300. Am I right about that?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. So it's a very reasonable price. The regular price from the company is nearly $600, but we've worked out an arrangement where we can get that for a much lower price for our patients and even for people who are not patients. We do offer telehealth visits and more of a coaching, lifestyle health coach for people who are out of state and can't come to our clinic.
Well, I think this is terrific, and I just want to give everybody Dr. Stagg's contact information one more time, and it's drstagg.com, correct?
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And, of course, follow her on Facebook. It's Dr. Jennifer Stagg, if you want to do some research there. The book is Unzip Your Genes. And I'm going to laugh here, but I have a client who was turned out for insurance, and she was turned out for insurance because she doesn't like doctors. She hasn't been to a doctor. She's perfectly healthy, but she has absolutely no medical record, and so she was too healthy to get insurance. So if that's happened to you, you probably went to Dr. Stagg. What can you do? Get out there, kids, and make it happen. We'll talk to you next week. Okay, so that was great.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
Yeah. I'm reeling with busyness for the moment just because I came back from a long time. But
yep.
I'm definitely going on your website. It sounds like something that I might like to do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For myself.
Yeah.
You're not that far away.
Yeah,
and,
no, not at all. Yeah, I'd be happy to help you.
Yeah, because I did that, as I say, and I just can't interpret it. It was all gobbledygook to me. But I will ask you that one question. This is very quick. we had, I'm Jewish, and we had people come to us from our local hospital to do genetic testing on a particular kind of cancer that I guess affects Jewish women more than others.
Yes.
But it was a very, very expensive thing to do. And I decided not to do it because my profile didn't say that I was that exposed to it. Okay?
Yeah.
And because they really couldn't tell me, what if I had exposure? They didn't tell me what to do.
Right, exactly.
Either you do nothing and worry about it because you have the gene,
mm-hmm.
or you have a hysterectomy. Those apparently were the two choices.
Right.
And that's a tough one. Now, I have friends who just, without, like Angela Jolie, they just went and got hysterectomies. They even
yes.
took the test. And I didn't do it. So is that something that your type of genetic test would show? That same gene?
No, so that would be more in the area of cancer genomics, and those tests are historically expensive. So that's kind of in the category of when we do testing for colon cancer and for breast cancer genes. All of those are some of them can be covered by insurance. Many are not, or it's difficult to get a lot of payers to actually pay for it.
Right.
But just in general, what we do know about cancer is that these genes, even though you have them, they can get turned on, but they can also not get turned on. And we know that our lifestyle affects whether genes get turned on and off. So that's that whole epigenetic piece. And even things like green tea, turmeric, like all of these various different compounds you hear about, superfoods, many research articles on that relating to a lot of different cancer genes.
It's interesting. Well, I would love to talk with you and do more. FYI, I just came back from the tea fields in Shanghai, which has the highest grade tea in the world, and it's all hand-picked. And I actually drink green tea all day long, but from there.
That's fantastic.
So I'm trying to walk the walk, you know, not just talk the talk. So
right.
We'll see.
That's fantastic.
We'll see. All right,
for you.
We'll be back in touch, and thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Take care.
Okay.